May one recite Hashem's name when quoting a pasuk from Chumash or Tanakh, or when reading the pasuk that's been quoted in a text, such as in the Talmud or other learning text. Should you say Hashem's name? Should you not do so? Is it preferable one way or the other? This happens quite often whenever we're reading a sefer, which quotes a pasuk, or we're giving a speech, and we're mentioning a pasuk, and it has Hashem's name in it. How should Hashem's name be said? This question likewise applies towards the famous directive of the Rebbe of children repeating the 12 psukim, which contain psukim with Hashem's name, such as Shema Yisrael. Should it be said with Hashem's name or not? The question involved here is whether this is considered saying Hashem's name in vain. So in truth, we find regarding this matter a machlekas amongst the poskim. Many poskim rule that whenever you're reading a pasuk from the Talmud or other sefer of Torah learning, you may read Hashem's name in the verses that are found there being quoted in the text. So rules the Yaivitz and Shailos Yaivitz 81, brought on the Shari Tshuva 215, and so rules the Chesed La'alof and the Pelayetz, the Prima Godim, the Ben Ishchai and Torah Lishma, the Mishneh Berurah in 215.14, and many, many other poskim. The Gemara in Volume 2, Tshuva 56, extends this and says that even if you're only reading half a pasuk, meaning the Gemara or Sefer is only quoting half the pasuk with Hashem's name, you can say it, you can say Hashem's name in it. The Shailos Yaivitz in the name of his father, the Chacham Tzvi, takes us even a step further, that you're specifically to say Hashem's name. You're not supposed to say the word Hashem or Elikeinu. You're supposed to say his name when you're reading the pasuk, even though it's being quoted. And so rules the Marsham in Das Torah 215, and so is also the ruling of the Igros Moshe in the above said tshuva, that when you're reading a whole pasuk, you have to say Hashem's name, even if it's just the quote. Not all of the above poskim learn this way. For example, the Prima Gada and Mishneh Berurah imply that it's just that you're permitted to say the name, but it's not an obligation. Why do some poskim hold as an actual obligation to say Hashem's name? As they say that it's not befitting to recite Hashem's name in the unnatural form. Or another interesting suggestion brought up by the Igros Moshe behind the reason is because there's a separate prohibition against reading half a pasuk. Now, if you don't say Hashem's name properly when you're reading a whole pasuk, it's as if you stopped in the middle of the pasuk, and it's forbidden to stop anywhere that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't stop. However, not everyone agrees to this approach and to these opinions. Some poskim, although in the minority, rule that one is to abstain from mentioning Hashem's name when he's reading it in a quoted verse, and is rather to say Hashem or Elikeinu or Shakai and the like. So rules the Tashbetz in 419, the name of his teacher, the Maram of Rottenburg, that so was his minhag, and so writes Ikare Dat based on the Marsha, and so writes Aruch HaShulchan in 215.2, that so is the custom, even though there are poskim who are lenient. Practically every community is to follow their minhag. It's known among Sfardim that they follow the majority opinion we said earlier, that they always make sure to say Hashem's name when they quote a pasuk, or are reading from a quoted pasuk. And even amongst Ashkenazim, there are those who are makpid to do so, as we already brought, that so rule the Prima Gadim, the Mishneh Berurah, the Igros Moshe. Although there are many Yidden to follow the second approach and avoid doing so, avoid saying Hashem's name, and so was seen to be the Rebbe's custom. He avoided saying Hashem's name when quoting a verse. For example, when the Rebbe would say the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, he would say Hashem Elikeinu, as says the second opinion. Nonetheless, interestingly, the Taz points out in 62, in chapter 621, Halacha 2, that a person should not say the word Adei Shem instead of Hashem, as is the common practice, as this is considered a belittlement. And therefore, that specific terminology should be avoided by everybody, no matter which opinion you follow. So bottom line to summarize, there's a dispute amongst poskim if you should not, or must say Hashem's name when you're quoting a pasuk, or reading a pasuk, or reading even half a pasuk, whether from a text or during a speech. And each community is to follow their custom. They each have upon whom to rely, and it is not a chashash of a bracha levatola, or mentioning Hashem's name in vain. And on the contrary, many poskim write that you're actually supposed to do so, as we mentioned. However, those who abstain from doing so also have upon whom to rely, and as we said, so was the Rebbe's minhag. All people, no matter what your customs, should avoid using the term Adei Shem when trying to avoid saying the name.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.